Now, pleased to be joined by Quebec City native Philippe Jacques for today's intermission interview. Thanks so much for joining me. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Very good. We're going to talk about your first career BCHL goal. Congrats on getting that. But before we do, I just want to open it up to you and give you the opportunity to, in French, to say hi to your folks back home. So what do you want to say to them?
Bonjour à toute ma famille. Je m'ennuie vraiment de vous. J'ai hâte de vous voir. Puis j'ai hâte qu'on puisse s'organiser un bon souper de famille puis qu'on puisse se serrer fort les uns les autres.
So, can you now please help us and translate into English what you just said?
Yeah, for sure. I just said I miss them dearly, and I'm excited to host a family supper where I can like truly hold them in my arms because I haven't seen them in a while, and with COVID and all, it's harder. So I'm really thrilled to a post COVID family supper.
Yes. We're all looking forward to that, I'm sure. Yeah. So let's talk about your goal. You had it the other day on Thursday. It was a huge goal for the team as well. Made it a 4-3 game. I just want to start with you describing the goal. Can you talk about the play from your point of view? What happened?
Yeah, well, it was a transition goal. So I was coming off late from the zone, and there was a quick turnover. I think Rouge or Shazi deflected the puck to Rouge, who passed it quickly to Fish. And I think like the defenseman or the other team quite kind of forgot that I was behind them. So like Fisher, Brady, he saw me really well. And the puck was kind of bouncy because it hit like two sticks, a skate. So I had to juggle with that. But like, I was like, I'm not missing that because I would not miss that chance. And I just decided to shoot the puck, and it paid off. It was a big goal. It was a relief because our line and the team was doing well, and we needed that goal. And I was happy to be the one who delivered it.
Can you talk a little bit more? You did a little bit, but the feeling of getting that goal, what kind of emotions were you feeling?
Yeah, it's like scoring a goal is something unmatched. I will never get bored of scoring a goal. It's just something. It first got the monkey off my back because I hadn't scored in a while. I didn't score in preseason. I had lots of chances, but didn't get the finishing touch. So having that back means a lot to me because I've always had facility scoring goals. So that meant a lot, and like just scoring and being able to help the team get the lead was something else. Like that, I could not have chosen a better moment to score that goal.
Yeah, for sure. Without that goal, probably no win for you guys. Let's go to the next point, which is before you came to Salmon Arm, you, of course, went to Estancet College in Quebec, which is, it's not in your hometown. It's south, and it's right on the border with Vermont. Can you just tell me why you and your family chose to go to that program?
Well, firstly, because it's a great academic program. And I have good grades, and school is really important to me. So I felt like, and obviously the hockey program over there is unmatched. Like there's a lot of D1 commits coming out of there. Mark Jankowski got drafted first round from Stansted. And there's a lot of history over there, winning cultures over there. So I felt like I connected with the coaching staff and James Rieu over there, who's the recruiting guy. And I felt like this place was going to be the one help me get to the next level and get the exposure I needed to reach and connect with some D1 schools.
So can you tell me about what your experience there was like? Was it better than you thought it would be? Like, what are your memories from there?
Oh, it was insane, to be honest. Like it was the first time I was away from home. So that was a bit challenging in a way, but my parents weren't far away, so they'd come visit once in a while. And I had a great roommate whom I say hi, James, hi, if you're watching. But we were living in dorms, and the team was quite close. So like every night we'd just hang out with each other, help each other with homework and everything like that. So I had the classes were small, which was quite an adjustment. Like there's from 10 to 13 people per class, which yeah, that's a really small amount compared to what I used to have, like in high school, which was 30-35, which is quite normal. But that was an adjustment, and the workload I think really prepared me to school in college, because we played a lot on the road on the weekdays, and we had lots of homework, 6 classes a day plus workout plus practice plus lots of homework. Like, it was really intense, but it was worth it. I felt like it was really worth it.
Let's talk a little bit about your time so far here in Salmon Arm. First off, just overall, what are your initial thoughts now that it's been a few months and you've played a few games now? Well, more than a few. You've played exhibition, you've played regular season. How has your time been so far?
Oh, it's been amazing. I've had the best billet family I could have ever asked for. They've made it home away from home, literally. And I'm living with two other guys, and I've grown really close to those guys, Will Living and Nathan Morgan. And Maddie Johnson, who's the billet kid here, who's 16 years old, we've grown quite close as well. And so this made the fact that I live more than 3,000 kilometers away from home way more easy. And coaching staff over there in Salmon Arm and with the backs are just helping me. And they're really willing to make us go next level and improve our game. So they've been really coaching us to get better. And we've been working out really hard the whole year, even though there was no game. So in case there was games, and just for this mere fact that we want to get better. And as a group, the group of players over there, everyone is close to another. There's no loners or outsider. Everyone just wants to achieve personal and team goals together. Everyone wants to be happy for the next guy to the right if they achieve something. When there's a commitment, everyone's happy for the guy that got committed. So it's really a selfless team, from my opinion, from what I see right now. And that's the, how can I put that? The best team environment I've been in my whole hockey career.
Awesome. A lot of stuff that you touched on here. I just want to ask one follow-up about the coaches. You said they've been helpful. Is there a part of your game, a particular part of it, that they've really helped with you, or that you've really been focusing on to improve?
I've been really focused on improving my agility on skate. Being more quick and using my body more to my advantage, using my size, because that's really my strength. And also my penalty killing strength have really improved this year. In the preseason, I was more tending to make mistakes and making mental mistakes. Now I'm more dialed in, and they really accomplished that. And making me more focused and not focused, but every detail of my game being more complete in a way, and focusing on details. Yeah.
Perfect. Two more questions. One is on that penalty killing. So what are you focusing on when you're on the penalty kill? I know I've heard the coaches say you're very good positionally, so obviously you want to get in shooting lanes. So that's my first part of the question, is what are you focusing on? And second, it must hurt, though. You block a lot of shots. So how does that feel?
Yeah. Well, first, like you said, like positionally, that's the most important part. You want to disrupt plays. I have an active stick. So that they don't have any sense of security in there and become too comfy, because the BCHL is a really skilled league. So people, players can, you got to respect the player as well. They can make great plays. So you got to be better than them and more aggressive than them. They got 5 guys on the ice and you're only 4. So you got to work harder than them and to achieve a good penalty killing. And that's my mentality there. And that's our mentality as a group. And we want to outwork the power play. And yeah, it hurts, like blocking a shot, like, not gonna lie, it hurts, but it's satisfying. Like, your teammates are behind you, everyone's happy for you, everyone's happy for the team, because that could have been a goal, who knows. But that's a price to pay. Like, you just ice it out after, walk it out, and everything's fine after.
Vernon is the opponent today. You've seen them many times. You probably know them well. But what are the things that you guys need to focus on to beat Vernon?
Well, Vernon's a really structured team. So we got work our cycle, work our ozone spacing more, and keep shooting pucks on net and being a structured team. We're good structurally when we play structurally. So when we go out of our system, that's where we don't succeed. So we got to stick to the game plan and get some shots on net and work hard into them in the ozone and the D zone. So that's what we're all looking for with Vernon today.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Cantor.